Monday, the 16th of June, Yud Gimel Sivan, Rabbi Yoshua Meir, Freshwater, Inyani, Mitzvah Tzitzis.
The famous Maser, which is also a Mushel. Say it's a true story, but it's also a Mushel. I think it's from the Tzaddik Papayin. There's a Besmedesh called Rabbi Yekes Besmedesh. Besmedesh in Kruke, Rabbi Yekes Shil in Kruke. Which was Besnadev by a person called Rabbi Yekes. So what the story behind this is Nadev of the Shil by Rabbi Yekes. Then this Rabbi Yekes constantly was having chalomes that by the bridge of the city there's deep down buried a treasure. So he went after his dream, he had this dream so many times, he understood it's a message in Hashemayim. So he went to the bridge, and when he came, he saw that the people standing guarding the police. So he came and he didn't want them to see where he's coming, you know, what he's coming for. So he went back and he's looking where there's a where he could find a secret place to start digging. And the guard, you know, notices that there's a person coming and looking. Obviously, he wants to do something. What's he up to? So he calls him. But he said, What are you doing here? What are you looking to do here? So he said, you know, I had a dream. Night after night, there under the bridge, the treasure. I'm coming to look for it. So the guard starts laughing. who makes a big fuss about dreams? I've also had many times a dream under the oven of a Jewish man called Rabbi Yekel. There's a treasure hidden underneath. So, do I ever go and start looking for a Jewish person, a Jewish ghetto called Rabbi Yekel, and start drinking under his oven? Dreams are dreams, and they don't make us so busy with dreams. So he straightway went home, he dug underneath his oven, and he found the oitzer. And from this oitzer, one of the things he did was another Shil called Rabbi Yekel Shil, Hashem from this Venat. So, Tzadikim said that the Mushlu can take out this master, that we think to find the oitzer, the diamonds, we need to go look far behind, far away, find Pe'ilis, Mitzvahs, Master Toivim, which are unheard of, Mitzvahs Nadiris. That's there we could find oitzer. We need to realize here in our own backyard we have Gewaltige Oitzes which we think we can find. So we have Baruch Hashem in this week's Tedna a mitzvah, which is one of the few mitzvahs that we have every single day, 24 hours. A Oitzah Gudel, just more Ma'ayin and the Pnimiyas and the Haluchas of the mitzvah. We can make this diamond of the mitzvah, which is with us, more sparkling and shining to us. So the mitzvah is by Mafter, Ayoyim Hashem Moshe Laim, Adabu Bena Yisru, Bumarto Laim, Bu'usalem, Tzitzis, Akam Vigdayim, Adoidoisam. The mitzvah, Klal Yisru should put Akam Vigdayim on any bagel which has Dalit Kamfis, four corners, Zechiyim Mitzvah Tzitzis. V'hoyu Lechem Litzitzis, the Tachlis is, the should be letitzis. Now, the actual translation of the word titzis is two pshutim. One is the chotim of the titzis are hanging. The name of chotim of titzis they hang down. Or the word letitzis is al shem mitzvah le'iu. Titzis means seeing. As you say, meitzis v'nachadakim. So meitzis means seeing. So v'hoyi lechem it should be there letitzis, in order should be seen. In the Eastern Oyster, one should see the mitzvahs, the tzitzis. Or the Meile, Schautem is called mitzvahs Hashem. One should remember all the mitzvahs to Mekayim, all the Tayyak mitzvahs. Va'asistem Oyster, the Meile will be Mekayim. The Lois is Siri, Achel Vavchem, Achel Neichem. The Meile, we won't be Nimshach, won't go after our Levavchem, Zayz of the heart, Achel Neichem. And after what the eye sees, Ashatem Zoynim Achreim. Which naturally the person is inclined achrayem, and then al kedekach ve'yisem kedoshim lelekaicha. And the Gemara says in Bruches Chazal Bokevaya to say this parasha every day, it's a parasha chaviva, since it includes so many yisaidis, the parasha tzitzis, kabbalah tzol mitzvah, it could be hida avayda, hida avayda zuda. So the mitzvah tzitzis is a mitzvah which can bring us to all these gebaldige madrigas, the Mount Tiski, Vasisim, it's called Mitzvahisa, Velozitzirach, and Abavchem. So, first of all, Medayik and the Lushan HaPusik, Vahoyu Lechem Letzitzis, which would be Letzitzis, which we said before, one of the Pshutim is, Letzitzis means Re'iyah, and then it says, Re'iyah Moisei Tcharsam, Chayit Kayif HaLushan, Vahoyu Lechem Letzitzis, Re'iyah Moisei Tcharsam is called Mitzvah Hashem, Vahoyu Lechem Letzitzis means seeing, it is the Moisei means also seeing, it's Chartem. It would be enough to just say, it is the Moisei, see the Tzitzis, and the Mele is Chartem. The Alshach HaKudosh says, the Gewaltige Pshat, also the Hoi Lechem Tzitzis. It says, for example, a Mushul, a person wants to remember something, he's scared he's going to forget something. So he makes in his, a knot on his handkerchief, makes a knot on his baguette. Shit, hi, no? He sees, he remembers. Once, the person wants to remember something and he forgot. Then he takes a look at his begudim and he sees that there's a knot there. Somebody tied a knot there. He says, how did I forget there's a knot on my bagel? So the title, the people told him, is a tiffish. If you yourself make the knot to shine, you make the knot to remember. Someone else, it's not the knot that makes the person remember. It's when he makes the knot, he reminds himself, why did I make this knot here? I made this knot here in order to remind myself. The Alshach HaKudosh says the talmud of tzitzis is that he should wear it when he sees it, he should remember the mitzvah. That's the only that when he puts on the tzitzis, he puts it on as a reminder that when he sees it, he should remember. Then when he'll see it, he'll say, oh, why did I put this on? Oh, I remember, I put it on in order to remember. So Maile does the pusik as the tzitzis. When he puts on the tzitzis, it should be there for the purpose the tzitzis for seeing. If you'll do that, then in the Eastern body, so when you see it, it's Chalat and it's called Mitzvah Hashem, then you remind yourself of Mitzvah Hashem. But if it's just like, it just happens to be a knot there, it's not put there in order to remind yourself, then it won't be the Eastern body, it's Chalat. It has to be first, for Holy Lechem Tzitzit, it has to be put on for the purpose that when in the Eastern body, so when we'll see it, it's Chalat and it's called Mitzvah Hashem. So we'll say first, if you are that's when the guy the idea with two halukim have a talis kutl, both are different skillets, but we'll speak about the talis kutl. This chalik halukha is here, then the guy the talis kutl. The psak halukha is that the tzitzit should be put on mi'imit. Standing up. There's a few mitzvahs that need to be mikiyem imit, and the reason is if it says by the mitzvah the word lochem, so we learn exeid shuvah from mitzvah sfiras waimer, where it says svartem lochem, and there it says bakumu, the word bakumu by sfiras waimer says the word bakumu, and Chazal darshan bakumu means bakoimu, standing up. So Meila, wherever it says lochem, wherever it says the word, any mitzvah which says lochem, there's several mitzvahs like lilev, one of them is tzitzit, says lohoi lochem tzitzit. So we learn exactly shuva from Tziyas Waimer, the mitzvah has to be in the sky in Ba'amidah. So that's the pashtus. There's another shita which says no. The reason why it needs to be put on mi'imid is because of the birchas hamitzvah, and the birchas hamitzvah should be done mi'imid, and therefore in order that the bzocha should be done straight away by the levisha, not to make a hefsek, so the levisha is also done by mi'imid. So the nafkamina would be if someone's putting on tzitzis without the bzocha. For example, If he took off the talis gudah, the mushal, in the middle of davening, and he went out and he's putting it on again. Or, for example, in the morning he put in the talis kutin. He didn't make a brocha yet, the talis kutin. He's only going to make a brocha in a few minutes' time. Whether he has to put on the talis kutin ba'amid. The master, there's a mukrim lehukul when he's not making the brocha. And the flat by Talis Kotel is maybe another cemetery to be lehoka, because you don't make the artifa with the Talis Kotel. That doesn't need to be done by Amida. But nonetheless, Tzircha is a hidden mitzvah also to put on the tzitzis by Amida. It's not a difficult thing to put on tzitzis by Amida, because there is definitely tzitzis that the Eitzim Kiyim HaMitzvah of tzitzis, and putting on the tzitzis, has to be by Amida, as we learned out from Tzir to Oymer, Lochem, Lochem, Akumud, it has to be done by Amida. The next thing is the meaning of mitzvah sichas kavuna. Any mitzvah doiraisa, even mitzvah rabuna lekatchele, but mitzvah doiraisa is b'dei eivet, the psak halucha is mitzvah sichas kavuna. Any mitzvah a person does, he has to have kavuna, he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, to be yoyt to the mitzvah. For example, he shokas lilith without having a zin, he wants to be mekayim mitzvah lilith, but yoyt to the mitzvah. Mitzvah sichas is a mitzvah doiraisa, and has to have kavuna. He wants to be yoyt to the mitzvah. That's the pasuk of the kavuna, to be yoyt to the mitzvah. The mechaber in the chassidus adds another kavuna. Says you kavan is to be mechav bez atvoy when he puts on the tzitzis, that which is fits in very well with the al shachakud as you mentioned before. The kavuna should be that when he sees the tzitzis, to remind oneself of all the mitzvahs. We kind of the mitzvah of the Yisra Moshe is Chalten, and the governor Luch also says when I'm put on the tzitzis, one should have a look at the chit ha-tzitzis, the shastik, levishas ha-tzitzis. So the mechaber pasuk, the kavunas ha-mitzvah is not only to be yoyt to the mitzvah, like balil, if you have to have a zin, you want to be yoyt to the lilith, you have to be mechavim, you want to be mekayim, and the Yisra Moshe is Chalten, it's called mitzvah Hashem. So why do we have to have a zin this Indian more than any other mitzvah? We don't have it in the Tama mitzvah. Why by this mitzvah do you have to mechavan the Tama mitzvah? Now the Bach, the idea, the Shittas of Bach, and the Uchaneh, the Bnei Sofcha, they have interesting Shitta. Emes, all mitzvahs, we have to have in das kavuna to be yoyt to the mitzvah. But we have to have a look, whenever the Torah says, Leman, why do I want you to do this mitzvah? Because I want so and so to happen. For example, sit in the sikkah. Why? The man, so in order, yagidai the saichem, you should know kim the sikkah to shaftis bin haislu. Or, hereby sitters. The man, why do I want you to be mekayim the mitzvah sitters? The man, tis kiliva sitim is kovat soisa. When the Torah says the man, here the Torah means the kavuna. Why you should think, when you're doing the mitzvah, the man tis kiliva that you should remember vasitim is kovat soisa. The master of the Mishnah, but either Paskins, Boskim, it's not Ma'akim, the Kavun of the Bach. But Bach says that the Mechaber Paskins, Yechaven, this is clear here, no one's Cholik. The Mechaber Paskins, you have to be Mechaven, the man Tiskes Kometzoyser. The Bach only explains what's the reason behind the Mechaber, because it says the man, and therefore the Bach says all mitzvahs, it says the man. For example, he says, well, I have to be Mechaven, the Tama mitzvah. It's interesting, when looks in the Siddur, before the Pompotzer the Talis, it's printed in the Siddur, a Tvile, to say before Pompotzer the Talis. In the Waltige Tvile, the speaks about the Pompotzer puts on the Talis, he zeichet Talis Nuwe Beganeiden, a Chalike de Rabuna, it's all Tamim Primium in the Mitzvah Siddur. Very interesting, left out. The main kavuna of mitzvah tzitzis, the man tizki v'asisa miskol mitzvoisa. So, and that's also batalis kutin. So, the aita toiva, before puts on the talis kudu, when after one says the tvile of the, she's printed in the siddha, to add the word, the man tizki v'asisa miskol mitzvoisa. By doing that, when the kaim the halucha which says in the mechaber, when puts on the mitzvah tzitzis, he's being mechaber to mount tzitzis is coming to say. So by adding those words, once being mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis b'miliyoy. Now, let's come to talis kutin. So That's for sure. Ma'akiv is the mitzvah. Sichat kavuna. He has bekavuna lekayma mitzvah. Addition, one should have in zin the man tizki about tizim is kol mitzvah. There's a tremendous chiddush of the Bi'a Halucha regarding the din of mitzvah sichat kavuna. We mentioned before we passed mitzvah sichat kavuna. So let's say someone was a kind of mitzvah, he didn't have kavuna. For example, someone ate in the sikkah, he didn't have kavuna to be kind of mitzvah sikkah. Someone put on tzitzit, he didn't have kavuna to be kind of mitzvah sikkah. So what do we say? He's not yet to the mitzvah. He didn't have kavuna, he's not yet to the mitzvah. There's a lot of truth to aluchas, a lot of mekoymes, lehunkel, and many mitzvahs. For example, as a bi'a aluchah, for example, the chaya udam, a chiddush kudel. Whenever it's mechach from the masa mitzvah, he wants to be kind of mitzvah, That's already enough to take us out of the problem of mitzvah and kavuna. For example, a person in the middle of the seder eating matzah. So why is he eating in the middle of the seder matzah? And he makes a bracha and says, "When I eat this matzah," obviously he's stating why is he doing it. He wants to make a mitzvah. Mainly that's already mitzvah and kavuna. But that's a gewaltige limit of the chayudah. But of course, it's better like a tchela to have the hadya befeirish kavuna. He wants to make a mitzvah. So let's say someone wasn't mekayem the mitzvah, didn't have kavuna. What do we say? He wasn't mekayem the mitzvah. But lechayda, if he wasn't mekayem the mitzvah, should he go further and say, "Since he ate something in the sikkah, was without the mitzvah sikkah," or someone went dalit kavuna tzitzis, he didn't have kavuna, he wants to be mekayem the mitzvah tzitzis, right? So lechayda, he's wearing a beged of dalit kavuna without tzitzis. So should he say he's doing much worse. He's chulili. His better shouldn't be putting on tzitzit. He's putting on tzitzit out kavuna. It's like he's going a big in the dalat kavuna without tzitzit. After that, kach, it'd be a big pacha to say such a chiddush. The master, the Bi'a Halucha, does say such a chiddush. Where does the Bi'a Halucha say such a chiddush? The Bi'a Halucha says the person having a son, he gets called up aliyah l'toyda. He rushes. He puts the talis on. So why is he putting on the talis? Definitely not putting on the shemit tzitzit. Putting it on because he wants to cover that sebe, he doesn't want to make an aliyah without the talisman. But Meile, he didn't have kavon to mekayem mitzvah tzitzit. So Meile is even, so the lushan there of the bi'aloch, it's much more than he's saying. So he didn't have it. So he wasn't mekayem mitzvah, he wearing tzitzit. But it's even worse, it's if he's going a baggage without kavon without tzitzit. The master, the achroinim all mespalem, on the chiddush of the Bi'a Halucha, they say it's too much of a chiddush to say such a thing. If he didn't have kavuna, it's as if he was actually mevatel the mitzvah. The big arichas of Shleime Zalman Neubach and Mincha Shleime on this Indian, he lemaster by tzitzis, he's chaylik with the Bi'a Halucha. But other mitzvahs, he's a bit maskim with the Bi'a Halucha. But tzitzis, he's chaylik with the Bi'a Halucha. And it says tzitzis the master, there's no chiv to go tzitzis the katchele. Right, this is it can't be worse if someone went with tzitzit that didn't have kavuna, and worse than if he wouldn't have gone tzitzit b'chilal. A kavuna is a chiddush of the Bi'a Halucha, which the poskim are chaylik. So, coming back to Levisha Talis Kutin. So I mentioned before, like a tchelle, the levishas talis kutne, he had in talis kutl should be down by amida. Now the next thing we said, the levishas talis kutne wants to have a kavuna, he wants to be mekayem the mitzvah tzitzis. Ideally, he should also have a kavuna, he wants to be mekayem the mitzvah of the Issa Moise Yitzchatem is Komet Sasha. So the problem will be if he'll put on tzitzis in a mukkah where he can't have kavuna, for example, Beth Merchet, or he won't have Yudov Nikias, will he be able to have the Mekah Mitzvah Tzitzis? So, let's take step by step. If we go with Pashtus, with the Chiddush of the Mishnah, with the Mahalach of the Poskim, if you put on Tzitzis, you didn't have a Zin to Mekah in the Mitzvah, it sounds like you're Mavak in the Mitzvah. It's not as if you're Mekayim the mitzvah, but you're not Mevatel the mitzvah. So then we could say, even if you put on the tzitzis, in a mukim where Khan happens in the dinner taita. And the Bi'a Lucha in Hilchat Ki Yishayfa says it's inappropriate for a person to be Mekayim a mitzvah, to have in Zim to be Mekayim a mitzvah in a mukam when one comes in Mechavad Dina Toivah. Because he has to have kavuna of the kavunas of the mitzvah. And so in Zim the Dina Toivah, Mamele, one shouldn't have been Mechavad to Mekayim a mitzvah in a mukam when one comes in Mechavad Dina Toivah. So what we say, he put in the talis food, and then he can't be Mechavad. This is not so bad because we said before that the Paskin Paskin is not considered as if he wasn't a Vatla mitzvah. It's just he wasn't a Kanye the mitzvah. So what? He'll go out and he'll note the Yudov and Shas he puts on the mitzvah. Shas makes the Pinocha Sitzis. Then he'll have in Zin, he wants from the Kanye the mitzvah Sitzis. Then he'll have in Zin the mitzvah of the Eastern Moshe Chartem. And from then on, from that minute onwards, his mikayim, mitzvah sits with the kavuna. If someone will want to be makbit on the Bi'a Halucha, that sits, wearing sits without kavuna is keili, his mikayim, cholidin, mevatle, mitzvah sits. So then he wants to be mecham, to mikayim, mitzvah sits, the shas, levishas, that sits. So then, he should be makbit to put on the sits in a mukha, when one can be mecham, the dinner tider, the mile b'shas and the vishas, hamitzitzes, he'll be mecham to mekayim mitzitzes. Now, what about the problem of before bechas tider? Before bechas tider, how can you mecham to mekayim mitzitzes, or to mekham psikim and yisum ayisus chaf mekayim toshem? Now that's not the problem, because before bechas, first of all, hida is bechal to mahale dinner tider, the machlek sefas can be one can be mahale before bechas tider. So other paskim one can be mahalib b'divatay. Now, even if you say one cannot be mahalib b'divatay before bechas atayid, it's also not a problem. Why? Because he's not being mechamen here l'shem mitzvah l'mitzvah. He's being mechamen here l'shem mitzvah. Not mecham when he's thinking in his mind the psikim of the isem oisei ischat and mitzvah mitzvah Hashem. He's not being mechamen l'shem mitzvah l'mitzvah. The meile one can be mechamen b'shas l'vishas atzitzis. Even before Bechta Toilet, to Mekan, the mitzvah of the Isra of Oisai, and the mitzvah of Ki Mitzvah Sitzis. And Kachet Mephilish also in the Hanhugas of the Bnei Sofra, that once you're Mecham, he speaks to the Saida Yom, so he says, he speaks to after the person gets up in the morning, he says, you're Mecham and the Ki Mitzvah Sitzis. So we see from there, even before Bechta Toilet, one can be Mecham and the Ki Mitzvah. So if your mitzvah sitzis, the medayik, the poskim, is the iyesa sitzis. So the iyesem oysa ischartem. One has to look at the sitzis. That's ikikima mitzvah. And the early, the Rabbi Yoyne, or the early smooths of a mitzvah speak about the bikta ilis. If a person, from time to time, looks at the sitzis, the gewaltige skille and the ha'udah, he can receive from looking at the tzitzit. And the Pusik says that he is the Moshe, if you look at it, it's Chatham of Kamitz Hashem. So, the Master, the Machloik is the Baal HaLucha and the Baal HaKavula, if a person should wear the tzitzit underneath his clothes or above the clothes. But I can put him in the Kila Alma, the actual tzitzit, the actual chit of the tzitzit should be Megillah. So, one should be able to look at the chit of the Mitzvah tzitzit. Even according to those, there are some who are noyik to high to they hold even up here kabula. One should hold the actual chitter. One should hide the actual chitter of the mitzvah of the tzitzis. Even according to them, one has to take it out from time to time to mekayim the mitzvah of the Eastern Moshe Chartem. And it's a nisosche, and it's brought down in the earlier Sfurim that if a person has a nisoyin, either nisoyin sheyeh. You should look at the tzitzis and then it'll be nitzel. Yeah, if you look at the tzitzis, then the skillet will be nitzel. From whichever mas or machshuva. The pusuk says, "Velesesidi achalevavchem v'achanaychem ashatem zoynim achnayim." So why did the Torah add on ashatem zoynim achnayim? The pashtus, the pshat is, the Torah is telling you. Why do you have to be so careful with the mitzvah tzitzis? Why do you have to have such a prominent reminder? Because the teva of the person is ashatem zoynim achnayim. one does naturally, a person's inclined, acha, divda avayda. Therefore, I'm telling you, well, you need to have a constant reminder that you are Eved Hashem, like the Chaim HaKodesh, the Sephardim say, the Derech of the Avudim. The Avudim used to have a badge on them, that they are Avudim from the Master. Mamayla, we need to have this constant badge, this constant reminder. We need to have the skill of the Kedishus Mitzvah Tzitzis, which is down the Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, to be matzil us from an avayda. Why do you need to have this skill constantly? Because Ashatam Zoynim Achem, because naturally a person is inclined to go Achel Ibab Chavachanach. The Alshara Kodesh starts with the Dubar Mifle Ashatam Zoynim Achem, and the Svurim Mabum Achlav answer with the Dubar Alshara Kodesh and Navakash. We know Chazal in Rashi brings down Ayin Roye, the eye sees the Levchon. So Lechoyd, the Pusik should say the Lois is see the Achra in Naichem, the Achra Levavchem. Don't go after your eyes, the Achra Levavchem. Why is it see the Achra Levavchem, the Achra in Naichem? As we come to vote on the Belgian of what's Lois see the Achra Levavchem, the Naichem, it says like this. The Naichem is Mashpia in a large part. Why? Because Levavchem, because his heart is into such things. Maybe whenever he sees it, it must be on him. So if a loy to see the achay levavchem, then it won't be so much achay neichem. But this is the castle of the mafarsh. So the Alshar HaKodesh is mafli in the skill of the mitzvah tzitzis. Apir gemudem menuches. Gemudem says the menuches was a master b'udem eichad. He went to be oyven avayde. So b'shas he went to be oyven avayde. He saw the tzitzis, and the tzitzis was mafli. So we see here after the car, we're talking about a person whose heart was burning with chalil to Navaida. After the car, he went to a far away place, to a hidden place, to be over Navaida. Why did he go to a hidden place? He said, he like the Gemara says, the person when he's beside her, his chalil to Chas, he's more prone to be over Navaida. So the minute was lacking, the heart was mulu with the tava. He went far away to be over the tava, and Ava began when he saw the mitzvah tzitzis, and somebody had the schist. I would say he definitely had the schist to see. Maybe he put on the tzitzis kavuna. He definitely had the schist to see the tzitzis was top kilah put up, and stopped him from being over the avayda right in the middle when the tava was burning him to the over the avayda. So Dovah Nifla, one would say the tzitzis can protect the person from being over an avayda. It can be a shmida. If he sees something bad, he shouldn't be nimshach. But to say even after a person has been gone to be over an avayda, when his heart is with a tava, that they should be able to bring him back, which is the unbelievable sequoia. Now, the Svuma Bum Achva Moistif. Amnes, usually, it's Ayin Roye Lev Choymet. But it can be the opposite way, it can be worse. That's even. No, Ayin Roye Lev Choymet. Why was it Ayin Roye? Shouldn't have been Ayin Roye. Shouldn't have been Choymet as an Ayin, shouldn't have been Ayin Roye. And once it's Ayin Roye, you should have been careful, it shouldn't be Lev Choymet. He's Ayin Roye. It's a much worse matter. He wasn't Ayin Roye. He started off with a Lev with the Taza. But maybe he went to look to be over Navaida. That's not the darg of Ayin Roye Lev Choymet. That's a much worse. That's Lev Choymet Memeila Ayin Roye, which is the story of this person in the Mune Menuchas. He wanted to be over Navaida. Memeila, he went to look to where could he be over Navaida. In such an instance, the Mitzvah Tzitzis is Matzah. This was the Torah saying. Hoy lecham letzitzis and isa moitzis chatus kometz l'ashem v'as isa moitzom. You mekam the mitzvah tzitzis is aftoche v'lo yisisiri acha levavchem v'acha enaychem. You won't go after your hearts and your eyes ash atem zaynim achrayim. Even in the case where you already are going after your hearts, even in the case when you already are middle of doing an avayda, afelo hoche the mitzvah tzitzis be matzil. And that's why it says v'lo yisisiri acha levavchem v'acha enaychem. After Kasha, it should be the opposite way. Ayin Roye Lev Choymet. Because it's talking about a person who was Cholile in the Darg of Levavchem and then Enaychem. His heart was a Tav, and mainly he went to look to be over an Avayda. And after look, in this case, and we'll see the Mitzvahs, even when it's Ashat and Zoynim Achrayim, he's ready, wants to be over the Avayda, still will be the man Tizki, but season is coming. So he's a Vizan Kedoshim and Kedoshim.